Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator and me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you, by our invitation, were applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul. Welcome, one and all. Continue paying it forward. We're growing exponentially with your help by doing so and interacting with the provocative guests that I've been blessed to have on my shows for 6 years and running now. Each and every day, 7 days a week, three audio versions. My YouTube channel, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We're continuing to grow exponentially with your help by paying it forward. And we appreciate you doing that. This is indeed my daily YouTube channel offering in the way of a real, R-E-E-L, hopefully the substance and content is R-E-A-L, real. I'm going to shoot for about 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to have some fun talking about a subject for a lot of reasons over the history of mankind, depending on religions, cultures, puritanical mindsets, and what have you. Death. No one's dying today, by the way, or I'm not making any announcements or what have you. I plan on hanging around haunting you guys and gals for a lot of years to come. But joking around a little bit with, like I try to do with all of the subjects we talk about, always mind, keep the mind, the body, and the soul. Levity, humor, it's medicine in and of itself. So one of the things that I want to do, you see if y'all can hear this background song on my Ashmer music, it's actually the British rock group Queen, God rest in Freddie Mercury and those members that are no longer with us in Queen. Another One Bites the Dust. Not sure if you'll be able to hear this.
If you're taking a trip,
but we're gonna try to play a little tiny excerpt of this
for 4 hotel rooms to stay apart
as our background music. I'll be silent for about 10 seconds. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. I'm not sure if you can hear this. Okay, you may not be hearing that video. It's the great Freddie Mercury and Queen starting to sing. Another One Bites the Dust. A kind of a humorous slant on funny celebrations of life and some quotations that I want to start out with here to groove into this 5 to 10 minutes. Talking about preparation for myself and Graham, my wife Kath, when we depart. So funny celebrations of life quotes. Never be afraid to interject humor into any situation in life is my personal motto that I've tried to live by. Interjecting a little humor into a celebration of life, for some, I feel it's the most familiar way of dealing with hard times in life. I most assuredly would want that espoused and carried forth when my time does come. So some very famous quotes. I shall not die of a cold. I shall die of having lived. Willer Cather, C-A-T-H-E-R, author. Immortality, a fate worse than death. Edgar A. Schoaffer. Spelt S-H-O-A-F-F. One of my favorites, God rest his soul, up in the sky, George Carlin. I'm always relieved when someone is delivering a eulogy and I realize that I'm listening to it. George Carlin, very funny man. Dying is a very dull, dreary affair. And my advice to you is to have nothing whatever to do with it. W. Somerset Maugham. One more here. I am ready to meet my maker. Whether my maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is another matter. I wish I could say I coined that. That's Winston Churchill. I do not fear death. I had been dead for billions and billions of years before I was born, and had not suffered the slightest inconvenience from it. The great Samuel Leghorn Clemens, Mark Twain. So, what I want to talk about is actually examining final prep, interment procedures, and a celebration of life that I would like to have, and my wife, Graham. We want to return to dust in the way of cremation. So I'd love to explore what are your favorite ways to prepare for the inevitable for we humans. And nobody's hurrying anything, but share your tips and funniest funeral wishes, both in the comments here and at my voice message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour and at my social media. Those of you that follow, make those comments to help us out. Silver Streakers, final curtain call, going out of style, pre-mortem party. Life's too short for boring funerals. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. I'm going to talk about the lyrics of that within the guts of one of my audio shows later at Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, where we talk about everything. Good for all kids from 1 to 92 because it's concerning health and wellness, predominantly for we sober streakers, which is the majority of my listening audience. We talk about everything, physical workouts, resistance bands, exercise, free weights, bands. We talk nutrition. I do videos. And it's all a knockoff of the formal Silver Sneakers program offered by Anthem Insurance. So today I want to really go deep on how perhaps old puritanical, especially here in New England where I reside, was brought up, mindsets have exemplified morbidity to this body on earth. And I'd like to expand upon how many generations and cultures in history have approached and do approach actual peaceful and happy departure ceremonies regarding death and burial. So shedding the Puritan and Puritanical gloom and embracing death with dignity, and maybe a margarita. I'm an alcoholic, so it would be, you know, a Mary Jane version of, but maybe even a margarita at a party after death for those that would buy it. So here we go again in prep for my audio shows, this YouTube offering. And the last time we kind of dipped our toes into this topic, preparing for the inevitable, the dirt trap, the ground, having some fun with the inevitability of where we're going next is something we talk highly about here at these shows. We've been mind, body, and soul. Been here before. You know, Mary Jane, Peter Paul, Mary were just a name in this vessel, all of that. Today, we're taking a deeper dive in the history of death customs. Providing that kicking the bucket doesn't have to be a downer. And I do fervently believe, especially here in New England, still, there's so many strong puritanical ancestry beliefs in a lot of categories, to include death, that aren't exactly known for throwing lively farewell bashes. They were actually gloom and doom. Black clothes, tearful ceremonies, you know, in churches or whatever, and a general sense of doom and gloom colored with their approach to death. But that's just one tiny slice of the vast pie that is human history. Cultures around the world have embraced death from all kinds of different angles with respect, from somber, for sure, to some pretty wild celebrations through the history of time. The Vikings, for one, we'll take a look at them in more depth in upcoming shows. Remember those Viking funeral jokes? I did refer to a few of them archivally. Turns out there may be some truth to them. These Norse seafarers would send their deceased warriors off in flaming long ships. A pretty epic way to go out. We'll talk about that for one in an upcoming show. The ancient Egyptians talk about being elaborate. Egyptians believed in the afterlife and that their mummification practices were all about preserving the body for the next journey. Maybe a little excessive, but hey, at least they were prepared. The Day of the Dead in Mexico. This vibrant festival is all about celebrating the lives of deceased loved ones. Sugar skulls, parades, and tasty treats fill the day with a sense of joy and remembrance under those guys. The point is that we Silver Streakers, death doesn't have to be a scary or depressing topic. Many cultures have found ways to honor their dead while celebrating life itself. So how can we as modern Silver Streakers embrace a more positive approach? Plan a funeral that reflects you. I'm going to plan one that reflects me, and it's not going to be a funeral per se. I'll elaborate at that at my shows. But forget stuffy traditions. If you do love margaritas, my goofing around, have a margarita toast at your wake. Did you love to garden? Whatever you love to do, request your guests wear floral shirts. It's your fanfare. It's your grand finale. Make it shine. Focus on a remembrance, not mourning. A funeral can be a beautiful way to share stories and celebrate the life of the deceased as they become, as they're blessed to move on to the next venture. Laughter is so important. It's just as important as tears. And of course, you have to feel the human emotion. I'm not sure how many of you have been shedding tears upon my departure, you comedians. You may throw a celebratory parade. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Goof around a little bit. Remember, Silver Streakers, even in the face of death, there's room for a little fun and a lot of love. So I'm going to be talking about that at one of my shows a little bit later. Silver Streakers, get real about death. Ditch the gloom, embrace the boom. Death around the world, a farewell fiesta across the ages. Planning your farewell soiree. What would it be? Make your final exit a Silver Streaker spectacular. Exchange your ideas. What would you be doing at your final interment? Let's guide through the wide world of workouts, wellness, and even the sometimes uncomfortable topic of death. It's real. We got to face it eventually, right? So over the last few shows recently, and certainly archivally forever and ever, not only the 6 years of doing these shows, I spent a career, not talking about death per se, but for sure dealing with it within the health and wellness industry when I was well entrenched in it for many, many years in different capacities long ago, far away, including being a sole proprietor in both human and animal supplementation and wellness. So we've been dipping in, shattering the taboos around death, and we're going to explore how cultures throughout history have approached goodbyes, proving death can be a time for remembrance, celebration, and hopefully even a touch of humor. Those old-timey Puritans here in New England especially weren't exactly known for throwing lively farewell bashes. As I said, black clothes, long faces, instilling somber moods, gloom and doom, oh, woe is me, and a general sense of doom and gloom definitely colored their death customs. Wearing snoozeville, antiquated, old ways. Fear not. Here, because the world is full of vibrant traditions that show us death doesn't have to be a downer. Again, we'll revisit the Vikings setting sail in a blaze of glory, Days of the Dead in Mexico, a fiesta for the departed, just to isolate a couple. The point is, Silver Streakers, there's a whole lot of life left in death. Many cultures have found ways to honor their dead while celebrating the spirit of life itself. So how can we, as modern silver streakers, embrace a more positive approach? Plan a funeral that rocks your style. Forget stuffy traditions. If you love to fish, whatever your hobbies were, have your service at a lakeside, by the ocean, what have you. Grim and I want to be spread in the ocean. Probably near here in Maine, where we were actually took our vows. You have a passion for karaoke? Get up and sing. Have a party. You'll have to do it from the great beyond if it's your own funeral, but belt out a few tunes to send yourself off in style. It's your grand finale. Make it unforgettable. Focus on the good times, the laughter, the love. Funeral can be a beautiful way to share stories and celebrate the life of the deceased. Laughter is just as important as tears when remembering a loved one. Don't leave your loved ones guessing. Write down your wishes in a clear and easy-to-find document. This ensures your final arrangements are respected, and it saves your family a lot of burden, unnecessary stress, dealing with the bureaucracy of it. Yep, there's a lot of bureaucracies. Death and taxes, as Ben Franklin said. So I think we got the 5 to 10 minutes covered in the real. Hopefully it is real, and hopefully you'll join me later. I'll have provocative guests upcoming, expertise in these categories in upcoming shows. Just had a really powerful, impactful show with friend Byron Athene, psychotherapist over in the United Kingdom last night, his 8th appearance. We talked about happiness, not death-related, but A, B, and Z mindsets. Do check out those archival shows. Check out this episode. We'll say bye-bye for now, and I'll see you at the shows. Continue paying your forward. Everybody knows somebody that's having a tough time right now. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. I'm blessed in retirement that I have global exposure on these shows. That's due to you guys and gals continuing to pay it forward. Interact with the poll questions daily in the descriptions of the shows. And as guests come up, interaction at the shows for future fodder. So we support all animals being driven out of their natural environments, feral, rescue animals, domesticated animals facing the challenges of good, clean foods, medicines. There are people, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as a porcelain junction box, putting in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, lawyers, psychoanalysts, meditators, mediators, entrepreneurs, always covering food for the mind, body, and the soul. Make it a safe and protective day and continue paying the food. One more time, like us, share us at the YouTube channel right here. Bill Holt at 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're growing exponentially, one star seed at a time, with your help by paying it. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.